Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Remedy
and Libby. Hello.
Boy, do we have an episode for you. We were fine seconds before we hit record on these microphones.
It's the pressure.
It's the pressure of recording. It's
okay. Hey, Remedy, what's up with you? Anything new?
I took a sick day today, and so this is feeling like life for me.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Libby?
It was school Valentine's Day today.
Oh, and my gosh. That was the best day of elementary school.
Yeah, like really, really, really precious and so pure, and I love elementary Valentine's Day, but it also is incredibly...
And I love elementary.
Pause.
And I love elementary.
Valentine's Day, but it also was incredibly chaotic, and like by the end of the day I am so overstimulated. It was super fun and cute, but also so crazy. So here we are.
Love V-Day.
Seriously, love V-Day.
It's the best holiday for
it,
real.
It is.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Last week I talked about how I was throwing a Galentine's party.
Mm-hmm.
And it is happening and I'm feeling excited.
Yeah.
And I've asked for some help, but mostly I've done it all on my own,
which has been really fun.
Dining room looks really fun and festive right now. So
I just had to ask Libby, like, okay, what's going on at the Galentine's party? Like, what's all gonna be there?
Which is kind of crazy.
And just normally crazy. I feel like with the parties, I like
know everything. All the details. Yeah.
So I'm excited to go.
Yeah. We'll let you guys know how it is. It might be a total flop.
What?
Literally no, worst party of the year.
Okay.
But I had fun canceled. Planning it. I had fun
canceling
it.
You for yeah. that.
That little like me going year made me think of something. Made me think of Kendrick. Like seriously it did.
Year.
Didn't that kind of sound like Kendrick?
That. I get that. Yeah.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I have seen many clips of the Super Bowl halftime show. Mm-hmm. And it is like so awesome.
Have you watched The Fool?
No, but of course I watched the part with SZA, obsessed with SZA, love you.
I knew you would love that.
I love her.
I loved the entire performance. It's awesome. Keep rewatching it. It just feels like important.
Mm-hmm.
If you really like take the time to understand like what he was trying to portray and what he did portray.
What was he trying to portray? Tell me.
Okay. So essentially it starts off with a freestyle.
Uh-huh.
And the last line he says in the freestyle is like, you chose the right time, but the wrong guy. And then he essentially goes in and does an extremely like political halftime show.
Wow.
And he has Samuel L. Jackson portraying Uncle Sam.
No way.
And the entire time, like Uncle Sam will come on the scene and try to like tell Kendrick, like, be good, like be put together, be what America wants you to be.
What are chills right now?
It's amazing.
How did
Libby.
I didn't know.
You
I
need
didn't
to watch
that.
The entire thing.
Wait.
And then Kendrick will go into a song that's like really rap heavy. And then mm-hmm. Uncle Sam's like, too loud, too crazy, too ghetto. Mm-hmm. And then Kendrick's song with like SZA
mm-hmm.
after that. Samuel L. Jackson's like, that's great, like that's what the people want to hear, because it's like poppy mm-hmm. and calm. And then of course he does the diss track mm-hmm. against Drake, and that's amazing. And he literally like calls out Drake.
No, it's so crazy. It's that's insane. The part I've seen a million times, like, hey Drake.
And then he has so
and
many,
then freaking
like,
Serena Williams, so crazy,
amazing. And people are like, Serena Williams, because she's Drake's ex, with like, that's one thing, but like Drake was low-key just like stalking Serena, but she's doing like the Crip walk in the performance, and she got in trouble from like, I don't know, the higher up tennis people for doing the Crip walk once in a match. And Serena Williams has been told like she's too loud, she's too crazy to be the face of American tennis.
Way.
And so it's so just like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. And then all of the dancers, not all of them, there's a group of women in the performance, but like 90% of the dancers are black men, and you don't really like see that. And I don't know, it was just It was amazing. I've watched that performance so many times. It's so good. So inspiring. And then, of course, he looks fabulous in his bootcut jeans.
No, like, he looks so precious.
In his Celine jeans.
He was so sweetie. He was so sweetie up there.
I loved that performance. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay. It's crazy because I did see someone. I think he was, like, a Bachelor guy. I couldn't even tell you who it was. And he was, like, worst, like, Super Bowl performance. Oh, worst Super Bowl. Like, I'm so bored. And then I saw stuff and I was like, I feel like that. But obviously, I didn't watch it. Yeah. But
anyone who was saying that the Super Bowl, that the halftime performance wasn't good, mm-hmm. the meaning of what the Super Bowl performance was went over their heads. Mm-hmm. They didn't understand it
mm-hmm.
because that was amazing. It was
incredible. That's so awesome. That's
I loved it.
I had no idea about
it. Yeah, you need to watch the whole thing. I've also kind of low key just like been into rap music a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is so
like, let's just talk about that because, like, one, you said you were, like, not into rap, and then I asked you to go to this movie with me, and you were like, I don't know, sounds inappropriate, I don't want to go, and, like, you didn't go, but, like, then, like, you had, like, the text right before was, like, I'm into rap music. So I invited Remedy to go to One of Them Days. Is that what it's called? One of Them Days?
I don't know.
With Keke Palmer and SZA. And I really wish she had come. I went with Ellie and Kendall. What I have told her and many others is I have not laughed more in a single sitting of a movie since the first time I saw 21 Jump Street.
And when she said that, I lost it. It's like, how are we bringing up 21 Jump Street right now?
Like, the first time I watched 21 Jump Street, I was by myself, like, in high school, like, at my house. And I was like, I, like, literally have never laughed so hard by myself in my life. It's so funny. So it was so funny. I will be seeing it again in theaters with you and Abigail, hopefully.
Okay, like, we'll go soon.
Hopefully by the next time we record, we'll have seen it and Remedy can, like, attest. Like, it was, I just think you're going to love it. It wasn't inappropriate. It was awesome.
Okay, great.
But that was a crazy thing for you to be like, I've been listening to rap music. And then, like, that sounds too inappropriate
for
me.
The thing about rap music is it is important, but I think my mind's been closed to it for so many years because of, quote unquote, the inappropriateness
mm-hmm,
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, and it all started with Tyler, the Creator's Chromacopia album, which started with me just being obsessed with the song Sticky. But then one day on a run, I was like, I don't have anything else to listen to. I'm mm-hmm. just going to listen to this whole album.
Wow. So that was like within the last couple of weeks yes. this happened. Okay.
And I love the album so really? Much. And I was getting emotional about it. It's kind yeah. of about him, like, not having a father and him being scared to become a father.
Ugh.
And it's just, like, emotional. So, yeah. yes, of course, he's, like, saying cuss words and, like, talking about inappropriate things at times. But I just had to look past it a little bit and think about the deeper meaning of the songs. And then I started to listen to Kendrick a little bit more because of the last week that he's mm-hmm. had with mm-hmm. the Grammys, with the halftime mm-hmm. performance, all the things. And I'm just really, like, I feel kind of sad that my mind has been so closed to rap music for so long. And I'm like, obviously, I don't know all the rap music out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it's kind of beautiful. And so I've really it's been art. Listening to it.
It's so awesome.
I've also obviously just been running more and it's yeah. easy to run
yes,
to.
Totally. So totally.
I'm kind of loving rap music right now, which is so funny because one of my ends for the year, I don't know if I said this on the podcast,
uh-huh.
but I was kind of just like wanting to incorporate more like non-secular yes. media.
Yes, you specifically did say that.
I was like,
and then you started listening to rap.
And then it's February. And I'm like, yeah, I'm only listening to rap music right now. On my like drives home from work.
No, seriously.
It's amazing.
So crazy.
So anyways.
Also Remedy, like, yeah, she read the selection series, but like she has really become
I'm starting
such
to read
a reader. We had book club this week and Remedy was able to make it even though she was really busy and it was a really awesome book club. It was kind of crazy.
It was.
It was like, cause like the book we read was Sea of Tranquility, which is like, there's some time travel elements in there. It was just like, and like a lot of like futuristic stuff. Great book club book. Highly recommend.
It was great.
Good
I loved
good
it.
Conversation about
I'll
it.
I'll probably read it again though.
Really?
Eventually. Not anytime soon. But I was realizing at book club, like, oh, there are some things that I maybe missed.
Yeah, because you read it so fast?
Because I read it so fast. And then also, it's just really, like,
mm-hmm.
intricate. There's so many storylines crossing over into one.
Totally.
But it was a great book. I'm loving to read. I have my stack of books over there.
Yeah, I'm really proud.
That I'm going to try to read in February.
She got 3 books from the library that I own that she could just borrow from me. She could just borrow them from me, but...
Well, what else am I going to get at the library?
Exactly. She like felt that like she returned a book and was like, well, I got to check something else out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other... Oh my gosh. This weekend we did something together. Saturday morning.
Libby picks me up at 8:30. Incredibly early. That's the earliest I've ever been awake on a Saturday.
So then I come and pick up Remedy. We both have a free Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit.
That's amazing. We because go, our local Chick-fil-A just like franchise gifted it. Owner gifted us a free chicken biscuit.
Gifted us. And we go. And what was it? Other than heart-shaped. It was amazing.
It was so cute.
And we sat inside a Chick-fil-A and ate it.
At 9 a.m.
And it was like, what? And like there was a sweet like group of old people there. It was awesome. We should do that more often.
Made us start to think like, we can't do sports. Like if we ever become parents, hopefully. Uh-huh. I'm just like, I'm sorry. My kids can't be doing sports. Like I can't be having 4 kids in sports and I can't be spending my entire Saturdays at sporting events.
Okay, like what you just said had nothing to do with what I just said, but I understand where you're going. There were a lot of families there who had just been at basketball games. All I said was there was a group of old people and you said, which made us think we can't do sports. Yeah, there were multiple kids there in like little uniforms and like they had already played a soccer or basketball
at
game.
9 a.m.
Yeah, and we were like, yeesh. But
if you're a mother out there or a father.
Like I'm really like,
who
you're
has
awesome.
Done that before
you're awesome.
Or is currently doing it. You're amazing.
Mm-hmm. And like that's something like we have to consider and we have to think like, is it something we want to do?
Is it worth it?
But then we did proceed to go to one of basically our children's sporting events. We went to Abigail's CrossFit competition.
Our friend Abigail, who you've heard of many times, literally competed in a CrossFit competition.
She's so awesome.
This week. She's amazing. How she got here is amazing.
Let's tell the story. So basically, there's this guy in her gym, right? And who's like kind of her age. He's younger than her, though. And people at her gym are trying to set her up.
He's a firefighter.
Yeah, which is like literally my dream for her to end up with a firefighter.
Yeah, and Abigail's always like, let's take cookies to the local firefighter
yeah,
station.
Like she's obsessed with firefighters.
And I'm like,
rightfully so.
I'm never going to do that with you, but you go for it.
I live near a fire station.
Libby lives near a fire. And so she voice memos us one day. If you recall, in last week's episode, Libby said she was loving voice memos because Abigail was loving them. And she sent us one and she was like, a local CrossFit gym is putting on this Valentine's Day CrossFit competition. It has to be co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
Should I ask this person to do it?
Let's call him Jobadiah. That's what I've been calling him.
Let's call him Jobadiah. And I responded and I'm like, Abigail, you are so amazing for wanting to do that. You and I could not be less similar. I won't even run a mile with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to ask some random guy that you hardly know, that you talk to on Saturdays at CrossFit, to enter into a fitness competition with you.
A fitness competition.
You're amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, absolutely. If the gym is accepting late registrations, you have to ask him. So she's like, okay. She DMs him. She asks him. He says yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the CrossFit competition together.
So obviously we go. I'm telling everyone, I'm like, this is awesome because it feels like I'm getting to watch a friend's first date.
Yeah.
How many times do you get to watch a friend's first date?
Not often.
If ever. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we go.
We show up. We're nervous.
We walk into the wrong door.
Yeah, we walk into like the private area.
Then
really...
we ask this one guy. We're
with
like,
beautiful blue eyes.
Beautiful blue eyes. I see blues. And
I heard you say I see blues. Like
no,
what?
I see blues. And where I was like, where do we go? And he was like, I don't know. This is my first time here. Yet he was like working the booth,
yeah,
wearing the shirt
confusing.
That all the workers
confusing.
Are wearing. And I'm like, yeah. I guess we'll figure it out ourselves. And so we follow the music and all of
and
a sudden
we find her.
We're seeing Abigail compete.
She's on like a rowing machine and she's like having to put this tutu on. And she's looking like super serious, and like everyone around her is like, they know what they're doing, and like we just have to like go stand against a wall.
And like we're standing against a wall,
like, and feeling, imagine, so nervous and shy.
Imagine me and Libby. We're just giggling, cackling. And Abigail's doing amazing.
And we're seeing this boy for the first time that she's been talking about, and we're like, okay, all right, okay, like, is he looking at her?
And he's dancing the entire time. And Libby's like, why is he dancing?
No, totally.
And then we realize
that was part of the
competition. If you're not doing the exercise, you have to be dancing. You had to be dancing. So,
because it was like, why are they all dancing? It was weird.
It was weird. So anyways, we watched her do that.
We're watching this whole dynamic. We're watching the way they're interacting. We're trying to figure out if they're into each other.
We don't think it's going to work. She doesn't think it's going to work.
We didn't think it was not going to work until she told us.
Yeah,
exactly. We thought for sure. And then she came and told us, like,
this has been happening, blah, blah, blah.
Listen, I think he's interested in this other girl.
Yeah, which is great. He's allowed to be interested.
And like, and the other girl was awesome, whatever. But like,
and she tried to befriend us, and she was so sweet.
She was really sweet. So anyways, they got 10th place out of 29 people, which honestly feels pretty good.
Amazing.
Because there were some pretty, and let me just say, the guy that we saw at the very beginning, he got second place.
He got second place, and he, you guys, was similar to my height. We felt like soccer parents.
We totally did. We were like, we can't do this. Like, no way can we, like, be at our kids' soccer, like, events, like, sporting events on a Saturday morning. And then there we were at a CrossFit gym on a Saturday morning. It was crazy.
Yesterday, I threw a surprise party for my roommate. She got engaged and it was so fun. And she said, Remedy, oh my gosh, I wish this would have happened before you talked about party hosting on your podcast. You could have talked about it.
That's really sweet.
Really sweet of her. But it was a great party. So if you need tips on a surprise party, DM us.
Yeah, seriously.
We pulled off an amazing surprise. She had no idea.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And then what else? Libby's Galentine's party is soon.
It's soon. I have a 4-day weekend. I'm living for it.
I'm so happy for
you. Living for it, loving it.
We're going to go to the lake for Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
This week we are, tell us what we're going to do, Libby.
Okay, so we decided, you know what? We do pretty crazy things on this podcast. Why not have an advice column? We talk. No one asks us to.
No one does. Why not
share advice? No one is asking for it. But we did, in fact, ask for submissions, and you guys did answer.
You did.
So we have some submissions that we are going to answer. But the twist on this episode is, we thought, how fun would it be? Okay, this is actually what happened. Remedy said, hey, we haven't been to Stanley's in a while, which is, if you listen to our lore episode, you did hear that we would go to Stanley's on Wednesday nights. And we said, we haven't gone to Stanley's in a while and gone to Mark. So we decided that we should go to Stanley's and get to Mark and then record the episode. And we said, you know what would be fun is if we recorded an advice column, but it's like, if you go get Marks with a friend and they're giving you advice, because I feel like that's a very specific thing.
For sure.
Like, you go and get a drink with a friend and you're getting some advice.
And we're so excited.
And who knows? Like, we might do this again. We might record this and say, we're never doing this again. But it's like if you went to Stanley's with us and got a Mark. Okay, let's start.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get into advice.
Should we just start with the first one?
Start with the first one.
When refurbishing an outdoor...
We're going to say some of the advice, you guys. Like,
guys, no, like, you, we're
not joking. We're not joking. If we say we're going to give you advice, like, we're not joking. And I know this was you, Amy.
When refinishing an outdoor deck, what is the best product to use for staining the pressure-treated deck boards? Did you Google this? I didn't.
No, I don't know. I came unprepared. Like, I can't help you with this.
Let's just say you should Google it.
Google it, girl.
Google it, girl. And you know what? If the answer to one of these questions is Google it, we're going to say it.
Google AI Gemini. Is that what he's called? Gemini?
I don't know if it's Gemini.
I think it might be Gemini. He knows better than us sometimes.
She? He?
Oh, my gosh. I never would have assumed that Gemini was a she. And for that, I apologize.
All right. Next
Moving
up.
On.
Next up.
Okay. My friend met this boy out and they fell in love and kissed and planned to see each other again. And the next morning at church, she saw Stop. Him with his wife and kids. Smiley face.
No way that's real.
Literally, what does a girl do about this?
No way that's real.
What? What? Okay.
It actually, and at church, she at saw church. Him with wife and
okay,
kids?
Okay. So a girl was out one night. She met a guy. They hit it off. They fall in love, quote unquote. They kiss and then they plan to see each other again. Correct? I'm getting
mm-hmm,
it right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day at church, she sees him I'm with sick. His wife and kids.
Are we sure this is real?
I think it's real. I text my friend and I'm who I know submitted it. And I'm like, is this real? And she said, this is unfortunately real.
I like that makes me sick. Literally, what does a girl do about this? Don't speak to him again.
Well,
what do you think?
For sure, you need to cut it off with him. Well, I think what you should do is be like, I'm sorry. I saw you at church with your wife and kids. God bless them. You either tell them or I'm going to tell her.
Do you really? Would you really tell?
I think I would genuinely do that.
Okay.
She needs to know.
My wife. Question is did he actually have intentions to, or was he just planning on never talking to her again? And then he sees her at church, because that feels like there's, I don't know. My personal opinion is like, I would just be like, I mean, it's easier said than done, but I would just be like, I'm out of the situation. I don't want anything to do with this anymore.
For sure.
But you're like, I'm going to tell the wife.
Well, I'm going to remove myself from the situation in terms of him.
That's fair. But you're going to tell her, girl to girl, girl to girl.
I'm going to protect the girl and I'm going to protect the kids. Uh-huh. Like,
ooh.
The kids.
Oh,
they
my
need to figure
gosh.
It out. And that's the thing. They can reconcile that situation for sure.
Totally.
And that's their own prerogative. I'm obviously not going to have anything to do about it anymore. But in good faith, I'm like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that that wife knows that the husband is doing this.
Because realistically, if he's doing it with you, it's not the last time.
Totally.
It might not be the first.
And it might
it
not
won't
be the
last. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
he needs to stop that.
And also to the person who wrote in, like, wait, was this you or was this your friend? I hope it's not you. And I mean, I hope it's not your friend either, but unfortunately it's one of the two. But I really hope it's not you. Okay, next question. Let's see. How to really embrace singleness when all of your friends are getting married?
Yeesh.
Wowza. That's a great question.
That's a good question. I feel like you need to answer this because I have friends that are dating and married, but majority are single.
Yeah. Okay.
For me.
And I have a few friends that are single and
majority.
A lot of friends yeah. that are dating, engaged/married.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, I recently spoke to a group of girls about this and I started off by saying, I feel a little bit unqualified to talk about the topic because genuinely it's only because of the Lord's
mm-hmm.
mercy that I've been able to mm-hmm. navigate so many of my friends dating, engaged, and married. Yeah, I think it's one, you need to pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to ask the Lord to help you be entirely content and satisfied in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, in the life that He has given you and that He's allowing you to live. If you're not satisfied in the Lord and if you're not content in your circumstances, then you're not going to be able to embrace mm-hmm. your friends being engaged
totally.
And married. You genuinely aren't. I have watched a lot of my friends be engaged and married and for the most part, like 95% of the time, have felt nothing but joy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is only because I've consistently been asking God for help.
Yeah.
And I can say that I'm genuinely at a place now in my life where getting married and having a family is something that I value, but at the same exact level is like being single and independent and by myself for the rest of my life, because there's so many things in singleness that you get to experience and that you'll get to experience for the rest of your life that you won't get to experience if you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one is not better than the other. They're just entirely different.
Yeah.
And so in order to embrace your friends' seasons of life changing, you need to embrace your own season of life and what that could possibly mm-hmm. look like, whether you're single or engaged or married. And so that's just going to take a lot of prayer and a mm-hmm. lot of surrender and a lot of humility and mm-hmm. a lot of confidence and security in the Lord. And you're not going to be able to muster that up yourself. You
yeah.
have to ask for it.
Yeah, that's
and good. Your hands have to be open and you have to be willing to accept it.
Yeah.
So I would say that's the first thing. And then the second thing is just physically celebrate your friends. If mm-hmm. you are the one throwing the engagement party and buying the gifts and helping them plan and getting to stand next to your friends in their weddings, then that's going to be fun and enjoyable mm-hmm. and joyful. So I would say that also. And then you're just going to need to find some friends and cultivate deep relationships with those friends who are in the same stage of life as you.
Yes.
And that's like a big part of like specifically our friendship
mm-hmm.
is that, I mean, again, listen to our lore episode, but I had like all of my best friends were getting married mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, so I'm either going to be alone or I'm going to become best friends with Libby, who's also single.
Like I was last resort, y'all.
No, you know how it is. That's how we became so close also yeah. because I was like, I need to spend some time with some people who are in yeah. similar stages as me.
Totally.
And now I get to be best friends with Libby and it's yeah. great and awesome and fun. And I don't feel like I'm lacking in anything.
Yeah.
All that to say, it mm-hmm. is not always easy. And there are still days where I'm like, oh, this feels hard for me. And yeah. I wish someone would ask me how I'm feeling while they're celebrating my friend. And I am needing to cry and process totally. With the Lord a lot, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord is so happy that your friend is doing something that's awesome
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. that they're marrying someone who also loves him and that their new relationship is going to be really honoring to the Lord. So if God is happy about that, mm-hmm. you should be happy about that.
That's good, yeah.
But again, just pray about it is what I would say. And that doesn't, I mean, maybe that doesn't seem like the best answer, but it's genuinely the only it one is, that's going to help
it's
you.
It's the only one that's going to help you. I would say what I always tell my middle school girls at church, and what I always remind myself is it is okay to feel really hard feelings like sadness and anger. And it's mm-hmm. okay to talk to the Lord about them. And when we're talking to the Lord about them, we're growing in intimacy with him. And so even if you're going to the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm really frustrated about this, or I feel really isolated or lonely, it's good time spent because you're talking to the Lord about it. So for I think sure. like in the season I'm in right now, it's like, okay, I'm feeling like frustrated or sad, but it's like, if I'm talking to the Lord about that, it's not wasted.
Yeah.
Because I'm growing to know the Lord's voice more and I'm growing in dependence on him.
Yeah.
So like, what a sweet thing.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you said about you tell your middle school girls this,
uh-huh.
but also you tell yourself this.
Totally.
It's not a problem that ends when you're 18 or so when you're 20 or 22 or 25.
Yeah.
It will persist always. And mm-hmm. even if you get married, mm-hmm. then you're going to be asking the same question about mm-hmm. what do you do when all of your friends are having babies mm-hmm. and you're struggling with infertility?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be, what are you going to do when all your friends are buying a house and mm-hmm. you're still renting one? Like it's,
mm-hmm.
there's always going to be something.
Always. I have to tell myself that. Yeah.
And so everything that Libby just said, and then if you are not satisfied in the mm-hmm. Lord himself,
mm-hmm.
in the life that he's given you,
yeah,
then you are going to have a hard time forever. So
exactly. But it also is okay to struggle.
There's a lot of freedom in that. So
that's good.
Great.
Okay. This next one's kind of long, but I'm going to read it.
Okay.
It is, I have a friend who's been drifting from the Lord, mostly due to her non-believer boyfriend she's with. And I tried talking to her once about it, but our friendship is kind of fizzling out. Not sure if I should let it all go or continue to try and be her friend through all of this. I'm feeling indifferent about it because she's someone who doesn't always hold me accountable / point me to Jesus. But at the same time, we walked through discipleship together last year, and I've seen how much she can really love the Lord. Need some unbiased help.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
This is loaded.
I know it is.
Yeah. I feel like there are a couple avenues.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a good indicator to know that your friend is a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your friend is a believer, then there are certain standards that you should hold your friend to.
Yeah.
And so that's number one. And, but then number two is that you don't really feel like this is a beneficial friendship for you to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel kind of like, eh, or I could just let it go.
Yeah. Which is hard.
Which is hard. Mm-hmm. And we've been there before. I've had friendships where I'm like, I want to try for this friendship, but I feel like I'm trying a lot harder than you're trying.
Yeah.
And so is it actually worth it for me?
Yeah.
And so I would say number one, I think you need to think about the fact that, like, is your friend in a relationship that's honoring to the Lord?
Yeah.
And they're still proclaiming to be a Christian? Mm-hmm. Then you should have a conversation with that friend regardless.
Yeah.
And I think there are ways to go about that. I think you just try to hang out with a friend. Try to ask your friend a coffee and not necessarily go into the conversation with an agenda of like, you're doing something wrong or you're doing something bad. You're drifting from God.
Yeah.
It's not very loving. That's not very compassionate. That's most likely not how the Lord would handle it himself.
Yeah.
And so that's not necessarily how you need to handle it. But I would say, if you really do care about this friend, which it seems like you do because you're writing into this podcast about it, then I would try to talk to your friend and be like, what's going on? Like, how's your relationship with this person?
Yeah.
And do you feel like that this relationship is helpful for you? What are your favorite things about the relationship? And what's your relationship with the Lord looking like? Oh, is it easy for you to have this relationship and really be pursuing the Lord wholeheartedly and just genuinely ask questions, not with an agenda, not that aren't pointed, but just because you care about your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And if your friend discloses stuff to you in that conversation and that like discloses things that they're partaking in that aren't really honoring to the Lord, then your job as a fellow follower of Christ is to be like, oh my gosh, wait, maybe we need to steer this way.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I would say is if your friend is a believer and claiming to be a believer, then that's, your responsibility as a believer is to remind them of the truth of the Lord and help them to walk in it faithfully.
Yeah.
The second point I said is if you feel indifferent because you feel like that friend isn't always pouring into you and helping you, that is totally okay. And I've ended friendships because I'm like, this isn't really edifying.
Yeah.
This isn't really building me up.
I have a point.
Okay.
So I think that the thought of being indifferent and feeling like, I don't know if this friendship is feeling super equal.
Yeah.
I think that the fact that you're writing in and you're feeling concerned enough about this to be asking for advice, you obviously are feeling strongly about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were feeling concerned about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And normally in the past, if I have been in a situation with a friend where it feels like, okay, I feel like I clearly, this is kind of like, it's not the most equal friendship. And maybe they aren't super trying to follow the Lord right now. Mm-hmm. But I just feel so invested. That is from the Lord.
For sure.
Like I've had the feeling so many times where it's like, I care so much about this person and it is only from the Lord because I don't know why I feel this much care about this person. And it was because the Lord had me in that person's life to just love them.
That's a good
and
point,
be
Libby.
The love of Jesus in their life. And so if you feel enough, concerned enough about her, even if it's not an equal friendship, even if maybe it was at one point, but now it's not, like, maybe try to just like have that perspective of like, okay, is the love I feel for her and like the concern I feel from the Lord? And if so, like, I just need to be present in her life.
Yeah.
And be a presence of like, I am a vessel for the Lord to love her. The Lord just gets to love her through you.
Mm-hmm.
And even if that's just like asking those questions and maybe just reminding her that the Lord loves her. And like, maybe that's pointing her to the Lord like, if she is still following the Lord, but maybe for that's sure. also, if she's not, you just get to be a vessel for the Lord's love.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's just kind of how I feel about the situation. I think the thing that stood out to me is I'm feeling indifferent about it because I like totally get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But I think that you're obviously not feeling completely totally indifferent.
Yeah.
Because you're feeling like, what do I do about this situation? Because if for you were sure. feeling indifferent, you wouldn't have even thought to ask for advice for sure. about it.
You would have been like, okay, this friendship's enough for me.
You're like, okay. And that's okay. But also, like, sometimes the Lord puts people in our lives where it's like, even just for a season, even just for a semester, even just for a few months, that we get to remind them of the Lord's love and remind, like, just be someone who maybe one day they look back and say, wow, that person really loved Jesus.
For sure.
So just pray that you get to be that person in her life.
Yeah.
And that might turn into you being someone who is holding her accountable in her relationship.
For sure.
But that also might turn into she continues to drift away and you get to continue to be that.
Yeah.
Example of someone who's safe and someone who she feels like she can go to for good advice. And that the reason she will feel that is because you are giving her advice that is from the Lord.
Yeah.
It's not just from your opinion, like other people might yeah. be giving her. So.
And I would also say with that, remember in all of this that it is the Holy Spirit's job to convict and totally. Not your own.
Yes.
And yeah. so if you're feeling like, she shouldn't be dating that person, yeah. the things that you say are not the things that are going to cause her to break up with that person. Yeah. Like, you should be praying for her uh-huh. and you should be, like Libby said, present in her life uh-huh. and loving her and caring for her. But she's not going to break up with him just based off of things yeah. that you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to break up with him when she is, like, in tune with the Holy Spirit yeah. and, like, knowing, oh, wait, this maybe isn't a relationship yeah. that I should be in.
Yeah.
And then she's going to break up with him.
Yeah.
And so don't feel any pressure to say all of the right things, do totally. All the right things. You just, like, be present and love yes, her and care about
be
her.
Be present and love her.
Because you obviously do love her and care about her mm-hmm. if you're asking for advice about how to navigate a situation
mm-hmm.
with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be hard for you to continue on that friendship and feel like she's not really caring for you and loving for you in the way that you're caring for her and loving for her.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's the most loving and kind and honoring thing, not only for them, but for yourself. It's going to be sanctifying for you too, mm-hmm. to press on and to continue to be her friend mm-hmm. and in her life, even if you're not going to benefit that much.
Totally.
From it.
I also, another thing I tell my middle school girls is it, like, sometimes you have to understand that friendships aren't going to be equal
mm-hmm.
and maybe you don't tell her everything. Maybe you don't
for sure
go to her for advice
mm-hmm.
but you can be the person she comes to, and that's okay. And, like, you can have other friends who you go to for advice or who you go to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
But you can have that friendship with her with the expectation of, like, okay, this is going to be a time for her to be able to feel safe, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
I might not walk away super filled up, but that's not the point.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think the one we should leave with,
okay,
is, should I get bangs?
Oh my gosh.
We know who this is.
We do. Someone asked us in person.
What do you think?
Should you get bangs?
I, like, my initial answer is no, just because I feel like bangs are scary.
Bangs are for sure scary. My initial answer is, like, if you want them and if you've been thinking about them,
totally.
Then yes. They're going to grow back out.
Exactly. That's so true. I think it's totally up to you.
For sure.
Which is not helpful.
If you've been thinking about it long enough
uh-huh.
to write into this pod, to go to our Instagram, click on our highlights, click on the link in the story
totally.
And write in, and then maybe also ask us in person, then maybe you should. Like, maybe it sounds like you like them, and you might not be obsessed with them and love them.
Hair grows back.
But your hair will grow back, or you might be obsessed with them and love them and feel really confident about
exactly.
them.
Exactly. That's so true.
Bangs have never ruined anybody's life.
I think they have.
They've not ruined anybody's life, Libby.
They've felt like they've ruined people's life.
But if you're feeling like your hairstyle has ruined your life, that's a whole other issue.
I cried about my hair once.
You did cry about your hair once when it was short. Like, I said to Libby today, Libby was like, I just looked at myself in the mirror and I looked different. And I was like, well, your hair looks really long. And she was like, thank you.
Yeah, I've been trying to grow my hair out. I did cry about my hair over a year ago, and I felt like Joe. from Little Women. And I was like, I feel so vain. But I was really, really upset. And now it's grown out. And I'm so thankful. Thank you, Lord, that our hair grows out.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any others that you want to add?
We didn't answer some of the questions. One of them is how to have self-control with money. And no offense, we're just like not the people to answer the question.
And we did have someone say, you absolutely are not allowed to even answer that.
We are so sorry. Like,
my answer is go to someone who is.
For sure. One time I went to someone who was really good with money because I was like, I'm bad at this. And I don't think it's that honoring and like good. Can you help me? And they helped me. And I don't necessarily still use all of their tips. But
totally.
We are not the people to ask. I'm so sorry. And then one of the other questions somebody asked is how to get a stain out of a shirt. And my grandma taught me to use Dawn dish soap.
Awesome.
And that's what I use. So
I, okay, this is the last thing I feel like I need to say. Just like a piece of advice. And this piece of advice is just like what I was telling my junior kindergartners this morning.
Okay.
We talked about Jesus loving the little children. It's and we talked about like, we had, there's like a picture of him teaching and like the, there's all these little babies around him. Not babies, but little kids. And so basically, I didn't really know what, I was like, I don't really even know what I'm supposed to talk about this week. So basically, I just like talked about Jesus and I talked about how he is like fully man, fully God. I like, what? Like the things I like am talking to five-year-olds about, I'm like, what am I even saying? So anyways, and basically what I was telling them today is I was just sitting there looking in the face of 4 and 5-year-olds telling them, Jesus loves you. He created you and he loves you so much.
That's amazing.
And he helps you love other people. He gives us instructions on how is the best way to live, but he doesn't just leave us and say, good luck. He gives us a helper. He gives us the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And they're able to say that. I say, he gives us what? And they're like, the Holy Spirit. It's so precious. And I just say, like, it is really hard to love people sometimes. It's hard to love our mommies and daddies. It's hard to love our siblings. It's hard to love our friends. It's hard to love our teacher. But God can help us love other people. And so I think I've just been feeling this, like, importance of just, like, the people I love knowing that Jesus loves them, which just feels so basic. It's like this song, like, Jesus Loves You feels so, like, okay, like, kind of choogy. But it's like, no, like, that is the most fundamental thing for you to know in life. And like, if there is any advice you're going to hear from me today, it is that Jesus literally loves you so much. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
So much.
Like, I like, and he made you, like, this is getting so serious.
No, like, I love it.
He, like, that, this is what I tell my five-year-olds, like, he made you and like, he doesn't make any mistakes. And like, you don't have to do anything to earn his love. He just simply loves you. And that's that, period. That's amazing. It. So that's my final advice. What's yours, Remedy?
1 John 4:19. There you go. Love because
he first loved us. And that's one of our memory verses. And they can tell me that.
That's amazing.
Oh, I love. And there you go. I love my job. I
was just going to say, like, as you were saying that, my mom sent me this picture.
Of Jesus.
It's a picture of a little mini Jesus figurine.
I need that.
Let's get those.
Seriously, we need that.
Okay.
We need him to have a little mic.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus.
Jesus, like, deserves a mic on the Too Much Pod. She's with us right now.
You're so right. Amen to that.
No, that's amazing advice. And genuinely, if you're listening and you don't know that and you don't believe that, hope we like joke around and play a lot on this podcast.
But like,
we wouldn't be here genuinely if we didn't have confidence that God loved us and cared for us.
Totally.
So
totally.
Yay.
That being said, when this podcast airs, Sabrina Carpenter's deluxe album will have come out. And I, like,
you know how we're reacting.
You guys know, like, we're gonna, like, I, like, am sad that, like, we can't give you our reactions as of Tuesday morning. But don't even worry, next episode we will be talking about
maybe
it.
Maybe we should post an Instagram story.
Honestly,
we've been loving our Instagram. Oh my
gosh. I'm sorry.
Did you guys see that picture of us when we were little?
The Sprouse brothers. Like, literally, we look just like them. I can't believe we literally looked just like them when we were little.
That was the best thing we
like,
ever did.
Like, I hope that you guys appreciated it because that we, like, can't stop looking at it and laughing still.
We can't.
Still.
It was amazing of us.
So, when we posted that, one of our friends said, they can really tell that you guys are crazy now.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they knew.
If they didn't know already,
they
do
know. Actually listening to the podcast, they knew we were absolutely insane and weird.
Oh,
and had no
man.
Right to be on the microphone.
No. Yeah, here we are.
Today, as we're recording this, it's one of our number one fans, Haley's birthday. So HBD Haley, and love you.
The number one fan of an artist, not an artist, an actor. It's her birthday.
Jennifer Aniston. My favorite actress, my favorite celebrity.
It's her, the only celebrity she really even knows.
And you know I'm praying for her.
You are. You are absolutely praying have a that moment she knows with that Jesus God. Loves her.
Yeah, I hope. Oh my gosh, what if she listened to this? What if Jennifer Aniston listens to this episode?
I would pass away immediately.
No, immediately. Same.
And then we get to be with Jesus.
And then we'd be with Jesus, loving us all day.
Win-win.
Okay.
For everybody. Well, love you guys.
Love you guys. We hope that you're doing amazing today. We're doing amazing. Yeah. I know it.
If it's morning, I hope it's a great day. If it's evening, I hope it was a great day. If it's afternoon, I hope it's still a great day.
If you're in your car, drive safe. Drive safe.
If you're making your lunch, throw in the sweet treat.
Oh my gosh, Libby, that is such good advice.
If, I don't know what else, other situations. If you're on a run, keep going. You got this.
Keep going. You're so strong. You can do it. Your legs can carry you.
I hope there is a person in every single situation.
If you're at the gym,
go lift one more.
Go up 5 more pounds.
You got it. Unless it hurts you, and then don't do it.
Yeah, then you don't have to. You don't have to do that. And if you're at work,
you literally got this. Go take a lap.
Go at work. Like, it's okay to take a break. Like,
go take a lap.
It's okay.
Like, go get a snack. Go take a lap.
Like, you don't work to live. Like, you don't live to work. Like, mm-hmm. you work only to. Okay.
Huh?
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.